Tito coming down in 3, 2, and 1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, a huge sweep of the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, it almost seemed like you couldn't get any lower than that doubleheader sweep where you're shut out on both ends of it. And yet, Terry, in a matter of 4 days, isn't it something how your perception changes?
Hammy, this game, that's why it makes you crazy. And that's why you try desperately, you know, not to get too low or certainly too high. But it's hard to do. I mean, like, you know, you referred to that doubleheader in Baltimore. That was tough. I don't care who you are. That glass did not look half full that day. And then, you know, we get in late to Tampa, and, you know, we're playing a team that's really going well. And look what happened. So, again, now, we and I was proud of our guys. I thought we did a lot of things really well. We didn't knock the cover off the ball the entire time down there, but we played very good baseball. Gave ourselves a chance to win. We can do that and stay with that. I really believe that we can crawl back into this thing. And it might not be all in one fell swoop, but and that's where it takes, you know, all the things you see on those slogans, they're true. Because, you know, people smarter than me thought them up. Because if you look too far ahead, you miss what's right in front of you. But when we take care of business, then all of a sudden things start to add up.
Hey, Tampa, the number one pitching staff in the American League, and yet you were able to score pretty much 5 to 6 runs every game. Is it too dramatic to say that 4-game sweep might have saved the season?
Yeah, you know, Hammy, I don't know if I'd ever say that just because I don't think I'd ever give up until they tell you you're done. But I know it certainly helped. And I just think the way we pitched helped our offense too. Because there's a couple of those games where we weren't, you know, we get one or two, but, you know, we weren't like knocking the ball around. But then when your pitchers are keeping the team off the scoreboard and you're not playing from a deficit, and then you do score again, they're such meaningful runs. And then when you play with a lead, you're getting into the bullpen where it's not their guys that are getting their saves, their setups, and that helps too.
Well, and it seems like runs are going to be a premium again. First off, you don't have a DH now for the next 3 games. This is not a great hitter's park. This is a big ballpark. Pitchers love pitching here. And this is a really good Pittsburgh pitching staff on top of it all.
It's a really good Pittsburgh team. You know, they started out a little sluggish, and then from, I want to say, May 8th, they have the best record in baseball, and they're playing really well. They just swept the Tigers, and we know of all how hard that can be. And they feel good about themselves. And they have good pitching. They have good offense. They have good defense. They're a good team. This will be a fun series to play. I mean, I think this ballpark may be the very best ballpark in all of baseball. Wow. For me, it rivals Minnesota and San Francisco, and they've done a tremendous job here. And I'm probably biased. I mean, I grew up here, and, you know, again, I don't want them to have any part of beating us. But I've always been a fan of this area because I want them to do well, because I think the people here deserve it, kind of like Cleveland. And to see them have a stadium like this and have some success is good.
Carlos Santana, not in the lineup tonight.
That's kind of a rarity. You know, we don't have the DH, and the way Murph has swung the bat, it's too easy to just keep Murph out of the lineup. And this way, we're going to put Mossy at first tonight. We have Murph in right. This way, it gives us some balance on the bench. You know, we have Mike Vilas that can go everywhere. We have Carlos as a switch hitter. And, you know, we can hopefully our lineup does a good job. But when we go to pinch hit, we have some ways to beat him, hopefully that way too.
Well, and at some point, doesn't Santana have to give you more both offensively and defensively?
I think we all know Carlos is better than what he showed. And he will get hot. And when he does, it'll help all of us. Because it's been kind of frustrating. I mean, you wait for Carlos to break out and break out and break out, and we just haven't quite seen it yet. And, again, you keep hanging your hat on the fact that he's done it before, but, boy, the sooner it happens, the better.
Terry, does your style, maybe that's the wrong question, does how you manage this game change now that you're in a National League park?
You know, Hammy, I mean, baseball's baseball, but I will say this, managing in the American League, I mean, I have to kind of – I always talk to Millsy during the game. I said, Millsy, make sure you stay with me the whole time because, you know, there's things that are different. You know, you get to the 8-hole hitter and you got the pitcher next, or are they going to pinch hit? You don't just take your pitcher out when your guy looks tired. You have to, you know, you might be coming to a spot in the game where you have to pinch hit. So it's a little different, and because we're not used to it, different doesn't make it impossible or but it's just you're not used to it. So I know that when the games are over in the National League, I'm a little more tired or spent than normal just because we're just not used to it.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Pirates on the Indians Radio Network.